That's when my wife got excited about Royals baseball news when I was watching Sports Center this morning when she saw that the Royals were trying to re-sign Eric Hosmer.
Yeah, that's she's probably not alone.
That's her interest level in the Royals. She's like, they better sign him.
Yeah. Well, it's going to cost him some money, but let's hope they do.
Well, he's got a fantastic haircut, so I'm a fan there. I want him to keep some of these guys around, but that's just this happened the way that you always want that to happen. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see Kansas City get start. But yeah, that was her first sports interest this morning. That's the Eric Hosmer news. So let's talk a little bit of baseball, Wyatt, and then K-State baseball gets a good start, and we can bring Mitch on here too as he gets ready to head down to Columbia, South Carolina, and Lexington, South Carolina, and all kinds of South Carolina fun. But you got to start the season outside of the state of Kansas, and Cats go to Florida and they get 3-4, and that's a fantastic start. Starts a little rough. Ohio State runs out on you a little early in the first game, but after that, it's some pretty good baseball for the
Cats. I think when you go through the course of a long season, there are maybe two or three or four times where you look back at the end of the year and say, that was a key part, and I'm going to say that that home run to win that first game after losing opening day was a big-time deal. To get that two-run home run in the ninth and have two out and nobody on,
yeah,
and you're down 4-3 to win that game was monster. And then, you know, two more after that. That's big time, Mitch.
Well, I want to say on Friday, Friday, the win over Pitt. Was that Saturday?
Saturday
was the win over Pitt. It was a doubleheader. That 5-4 victory where K-State basically came from behind in the bottom of the ninth, but they got something going in the eighth as well, putting up a couple runs. But that home run by, I believe, Sertori was the one who hit the home run to get the lead back. I think that created a lot of momentum for K-State the rest of the weekend, including with the bats. I mean, 12 hits against Delaware, and then they come back with the get the revenge with Ohio State. That was a way to close out the weekend.
Yeah, to be able to get a semblance of revenge to close things out, it's got to feel good. They get the 3-2 win to shut things down yesterday, and then it's right back out to South Carolina. They get the Gamecocks on Thursday, and then St. John's and Liberty as you roll through. But this is going to be a nice stretch of games for K-State as well.
Yeah, big matchup for the Cats on Thursday because South Carolina is the number four team in the country.
They're good.
And they're playing at home.
Yeah. Well, this is kind of cool for K-State fans that don't necessarily follow baseball all the time right away, but to get a top 10 matchup, it's not only a pretty tall measuring stick, but that's something worth tuning in for on Thursday.
Absolutely, and you're not going to be blown away by the fact that they're fourth when later down the road you're going to play the Texas Techs and the TCU, who's number one, and those types of clubs. So great opportunity. That's what you got to look at.
So how much prep time have you put in, Mitch, as you get ready to head to South Carolina?
I've been looking through notes here and there, waiting for South Carolina to play tonight. Because they have a game tonight, and then I'll really get into it once that's over.
Do you have a home run call prepared?
No.
It's
been
no.
a long time since I've called baseball.
That's
so
dangerous. You better get one.
Got plenty of time when we travel on Wednesday.
He's going to come up with it on the plane and be ready to go when he hits the ground in South Carolina. Coming up in hour number two, we'll talk K-State basketball as the Cats get the big win over the Longhorns in Austin, getting things back on track with the home stretch insight. It's Wildcat Insider here on News Radio KMAN.